Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 18th of April 2016, and this is the 344th Moll Out Loud podcast. I have to say that I feel as if I've spent most of the time in bed since I last spoke to you on Saturday. I think it was a bit of a big week last week, and a couple of late evenings and a couple of early starts, and I just was really, really tired. So Sunday afternoon and this morning were both bed times, and it was lovely. I just lay in bed basically and looked out of the window or just kind of got lost in my own thoughts. I didn't even read. I just lay there, and I did sleep quite a lot as well. And I think I'm back on track now. This afternoon I had a massage, so that was really relaxing in a lovely way, not an exhausting way. And so now I'm about to go and run a ringing practice, which I think will be fine. That quite often invigorates me rather than exhausts me. Though yesterday morning we went to ring at the Greek Orthodox Church down here, which is quite spectacular, because they've got these enormous chandeliers that are at our height from the ringing room. If we open the doors, we're kind of at the same level as these incredibly bright chandeliers. I can't remember how many lights they have, but, you know, probably 100 or so each, and it is very spectacular. And yesterday when we went to ring there, we also were showing 20 children aged probably between about 5 and 11, how the bells were rung, and that was very, very entertaining. And it's so hard to show a small child because they're not big enough to hold the right bits of the rope and don't have the muscles to pull hard enough to make the bell ring. So we did have to assist and do sort of mock rings as well. So that's really been my couple of days, except I did yesterday, in the early evening, I took myself to see Labyrinth of Lies, which is a German film, and I've really wanted to see it. And I wouldn't have gone yesterday, except the times it was beginning to be on were so odd that I knew it may not be there later in this week. So it felt a bit like a last chance. And I'm really very glad I went to see it. It's a German film, and it's really about a generation after Hitler coming to terms with the Nazi past. And it's based on the true unfolding of investigations into Auschwitz. And I thought that was really well done, that unfolding of that story, and the denial that was going on within the community, and the fact that the legal system was largely manned with people who had been involved in some way. So that made for a really good and informative as well as kind of exciting backdrop. Not backdrop, that's not the right word at all. Major storylines, what I meant to say, because what had leapt into my mind when I said that was that there was a sort of personal journey that the young investigator was going through, and that was pretty clunky. And unfortunately, because it could have been really, it could have been much better told, but certainly worth seeing if you are, if it comes to a cinema near you. And yes, it is in German, and I really like the fact that it was a German film dealing with these things and not made somewhere else. And also, it's a period that I'm particularly interested in. I'm really interested in how you deal with something terrible that has happened, and the different ways that different people choose to reconcile it or ignore it. So part of that was a little bit of research, but really the major part was just my interest in that period and that place, and that concern about the next generation on. And it has so many, it mirrors in so many ways some of the things that are going on now with second generations, not really knowing what has gone on in the earlier one. So that's me, no actual writing. Well, today was my day off, and often, I've only done about three of these now, but one of the intentions for this day is planning, and I haven't really done much planning at all, just the major brush strokes of my week. So I may have to spend a bit of time tomorrow doing that before I get stuck back into writing the novel, with the emphasis on writing rather than thinking about. I do hope that whatever project you're working on, that it's working well for you, and that you can get some outside inspiration from time to time, or just are able to escape from it from time to time and put your mind somewhere entirely different. If, on the other hand, what really appeals to you is going back to bed, then that is the place you need to be. Thank you very, very much for listening to me today. I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.